Ya, ta thử chị mi.
Xin chinh quan tư tại Bồ Sa xin sân bồ rơ bồ lô mi đô si cháu chen ô yên chế khóng đô yi chế khổ ơ sơ lì tư sơ bù yi khóng Khong bu yi sơ sơ chi sư khong khong chi sư sơ sâu xiang xin sư yi phu rô sư sơ li tư sư chú phá khong xiang bu sân bu miê bu câu bu chinh Bù dân bù chiến sư cú khổng trọng hù sơ. Vũ sâu sang sinh sư vũ yên ơr bí sơ sân y. Vũ sơ sân sang vệ chú phá. Vũ yên chế nai chứ vũ y sư chế. Vũ minh y vũ. Nai chi wo lao si yi wo lao si chi wo ku chi mie dao wu chi yi wo de yi wo suo de ku bu ti sa tu yi bo ri bo lo mi do ku xin wo ga hai wo ga Cô yêu không bù Yên lý điên đạo mộng Sáng chú chín nhé Bàn sàn sư chú phô Y bố rơ bố lô mi đô cú Đỡ á nào đô lô Sàn miao sàn bù thị Cú chứ bố rơ bố lô mi Tô sư đa sân châu, sư đa minh châu, sư vũ sang châu, sư vũ đơn đơn châu, nâng chú y chế khổ, chân sư bổ sư cú sô bổ rê bổ lô mi tổ châu, chí sô châu yê chế đi bổ lô chế đi. Bồ lô sân chế Bồ thí Sa Bồ
Nó lâu
Nguyện Sao Sa Bồ Tát Đạo
そして、다 오늘 벽에 지는 이것도 무엇이 관계에 대한 지는 내가 좀 각부와 매버, 이제 매버, 채버 매버, 당 매버, 오와 매버, 저 매버, 다대 지미, 이제 매버, 저번 이제 서베 상제 만남 제 당과 들어가 사서 년두시고 저는 귀신 이제 이제 된다가 롤라 펜버 전화 관제 이제 지든 전로 잡아 안다 양다 대배 토너 남버 근데 나서 년대 장주 선배 소재 상제인의 윤대로 사세로 사제 배제 조제 매도 동료 내제 년대 장관대 상제 장도 매대 로그 남다 장로 저거로 쇼 청하 선배 다인의 심지어 동해 다제조 깨로 저거 삼 최준 제진 주주로 제 여당원 고로 라나면 저 내야다야 미 상제 저당 서제 차남가 전주 바도다 내게 예배 선언기 로라베제 상제 로그요 상제 저당 서제 차남가 전주 바도다 내게 다게 지수 예배 선언기 로라베제 상제 로그요 상제 저당 서제 차남가 전주 바도다 내게 다게 지수 예배 선언기 로라베제 상제 로그요 관계계단지보다 人事成员拿了 탑대야 아니 만화와지 거가 인도산에 탑 만화한테 가려슬럽나 아니 정주 있습니다. 하다 정주 있음 명남 정에 급급기 아니 생기다. 다가는 신기쁘게 아니 정주 있음 그게다 천입신의 면도 가다 아니 정주 있습니다. 다가는 신기 아니 대자와디 아니 청대 두고 인지송대 남게 거격 밤 아니 초기 거격기 아니 심지어 탐지, 동해를 전두, 전두기 다, 닝지, 다 동해를 전두상 많이 봐, 동해를 시다, 껴버린 데 봐. 랑급하게 껴버린 데 봐, 학습 진유기 다, 닝지 전부. 아, 아니, 니를 믿음 이시 쏜데 다, 가시고를 그게 딱지하게 타다 제외, 아니, 우메, 전, 아니, 우마, 격하는 얘기 치지 말라고 시에 얘는 동반 얘기 따와 어다 되는 데 얘니 취소선부 때 남긴 주베 얘니 규 미선 매대보다 대선부들이 성인 말이
The great teacher Nagarjuna who is in fact considered as a second teacher in this era of Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings states in his precious garland, Ratnavali, that those who aspire to attain the state of full enlightenment, they must seek the three principal factors for the attainment of such realization. And these three principles, he says that anyone who aspires to attain the full enlightenment must seek its means, seek its causes, correct causes. And what are these correct causes? He identifies three principal factors. The first is bodhicitta, which is the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. Thus, the generation of that altruistic intention is one principal cause. And however, this principal cause, which is the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings, is rooted in the compassion, great compassion, which he describes as a compassion with infinite compassion. Infinite here referring to the infinity of the number of sentient beings for whom one cultivates the wish to be free of suffering. And sentient beings are said to be infinite, equal to the expanse of space. So one needs to cultivate compassion, not only wishing the other sentient beings to be free of suffering, but in fact a more powerful compassion which has a sense of responsibility or commitment involved in it, where not only wish others to be free of suffering, but in fact would shoulder upon oneself the responsibility to bring about that freedom from suffering. So this is the second principal cause. And then the third principal cause that he identifies is, he calls it the non-dual wisdom. Non-duality here referring to the wisdom of emptiness, which transcends the two extremes of absolutism and nihilism. So it is the wisdom that penetrates into the ultimate nature of reality, the way things really are, which is described as suchness or the ultimate nature of reality.
And she chose to say that denun nalaya ini sanji yu koba thoya la ini sachu ene lamnga jene rokoya ta kada chinsen be chaje chenju sem thoma jene yun de ini ore ta ta chinsen wo bun nu wo de chebe ina dongni ge ta ye chaje ene ning shi wo ju le ge de chang be phak sam de chang be du men yin de ge chenju sem jie ba ne ini chinsen wo chalam ba sa ge de ba ine chalam 그다 람 탐구도 또 타버래. 대네 이제 돈이를 미비 검중 타버리는 자네. 아니 검람 가서 좌람사를 타버리 버래. 다 대네 이제 돈이 무슨 또 있는 자네. 아니 사탕부리 시 타버래. 대네야 이제 사주체네. 아니 산이번에 다 검람 샤베 있는 다 가서 올 거야. 주문도 산이번에 다 검람 샤베 있는 아니 검람 그림이야. 이제 사 니번에 사주보고도 야죠. 대안에 사드 먹어도 마다 사드 대안에 사케와 고보 주바디를 타파 사숨 쟤네다 사주 람가 대안에 서적은 이걸로 장면 탐불 사사 따에 마다 사드 있는 걸로 장면 입에 사사 대안에 타파 사숨은 이걸로 장면 숨에 사사네 장면 숨이 사사야 다 대리 대안에 신도 뉴로원도 제가 이 말이 쟤네 지금 장면 숨주 사장 장면 십시장 간단 안한수 규 뉴몬베 치수 낭수천이 여댕에 든지지디 깨지지리야 다세야디 샤락하고래 우수 때문에 지 깨만이 깨봐 간데생리야다 간다지 우수 때문에 아니 매매매매기 규치다시다 그래야지 용주래 마도 남산래 나오지 그래야지 다 매버래.
So we find in the Bodhisattva scriptures the process of the path, that is the process that is involved in attaining full enlightenment, described as being a very long process, and it is described in terms of the 10 Bodhisattva bhumis, the 10 Bodhisattva levels, and also in terms of within the framework of the 5 paths. So, and this whole process begins from the instance the individual practitioner generates, gains a realization of genuine bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. And this altruistic intention, so for an intelligent practitioner, a practitioner with a higher cognitive faculty, he or she begins the path first by cultivating the wisdom of emptiness, the wisdom of no self or wisdom of emptiness. And this wisdom of emptiness, this wisdom realizing emptiness, then gives rise to a realization of great compassion towards all sentient beings. And this compassion that aspires other to be free of suffering then gives rise to a sense of responsibility, a sense of commitment to bringing about that release of other sentient beings from the suffering. So this is called the extraordinary attitude or extraordinary sense of responsibility, which then culminates in the realization of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. So at that instant, the individual has become a bodhisattva. The individual has entered the first of the five paths, which is known as the path of accumulation. And then as he or she progresses on that path and deepens his or her realization of emptiness, that individual will reach a point where the understanding of emptiness does not remain merely at the level of the intellect, but in fact acquires a meditative experiential dimension. And at that point, the understanding of emptiness becomes derived from meditation rather than derived from understanding. And that is the point when individual has entered the second path, which is the path of preparation or path of linking. And then as he or she progresses further, deepening the insight into emptiness, then we'll reach a point where the experience of emptiness becomes direct. The realization of emptiness becomes direct and no longer cognitive or direct. It becomes direct. At that point, the person has entered the third path, which is the path of seeing. And also the individual has attained the first bodhisattva level, the bodhisattva bhumi. And then from the second bodhisattva level onwards, the individual attains the path of meditation. And then within the 10 bodhisattva bhumis, the levels, the first seven are referred to as the impure levels, where the individual is still not free from the afflictions and the defilements. And then the last three, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, are described as the pure bodhisattva levels. So, and it is through this process, the individual, from the moment of generation of bodhicitta, goes through the process and reaches the highest stage. So, and these stages are also they correspond to the period of accumulation of merits. And in the bodhisattva scriptures, it is said that attainment of Buddhahood requires the accumulation of merits over a period of three innumerable eons. So the period of path of accumulation and path of preparation or path of linking constitutes the first innumerable eon, and then the first seven bodhisattva bhumis, the impure bodhisattva levels, constitutes the second innumerable eon of accumulation, and then the final three levels of bodhisattva corresponds to the accumulation of the last accumulation of the last eon, innumerable eon. And in fact, it is said that this attainment of Buddhahood during the period of three innumerable eons is said to be, in fact, a faster framework. Because in some scriptures, there's also mentions of attaining Buddhahood as a result of 30-odd innumerable eons and 40-odd innumerable eons and so on. So the point being made is that the attainment of enlightenment, attainment of Buddhahood, is not a matter of an instantaneous event. Although in some Vajrayana texts there are references to attainment of Buddhahood within a single instance. For example, there is a passage which says that by whose kindness one attains the Buddhahood within a single instance, and so on. So sometimes people may get the impression that there might be some special practice, that if you enter into a meditation session, and then during that meditation session, by within a single instance, like saying, reciting the mantra HUM, something happens and you come out of the session fully enlightened. That is, however, not the case. And that is a very unrealistic expectation, because the Buddhahood is a process that involves a transformation of our mental continuum. And our mental continuum, a continuum of a mental state of mind, which is, one could almost say, permeated through and through with the pollutants of the afflictions. And that pollution of the affliction needs to be gradually removed, layer after layer, and which is a gradual process. And it is through this gradual process the one's mental continuum becomes more and more purified, more and more refined, eventually culminating in the attainment of Buddhahood.
양 튜인 베 림부리 삼바치기 이단체야 메바레 삼로 야오시 당시에나 가레슬럼나 배급하고 루루기 아니 우머르지 태어나리야 된저송도와 다 동네기 가서 우리 그게 나는 대연하스 다 아니 주주촌도이네 사가와레스 동네면은 튜인지 못하고이네 뒤에는 까라카야케 누가스 자, 근데 인류산에, 터, 애니 전주고 산다. 애니 시로 동유도 따와던 데기 냠니, 여댕이 집에 있나? 애니, 레 당국에 내가 올렸다, 류를 동해 준비 있나야? 그 썸을 동해 야, 말해, 송어래. 와, 씹어 코알아 내버리느냐. 씨, 류를 동해 주네, 썸을 동해 준비 말해. 연주진이 탑식이 또 뭐 강릉, 강성이 안 내겠는데, 류를 동해 야, 말해. 애니 류심샤도래야, 미세 동해게 매대비 준비 있나? 애니 샨든도 어제 당연 루스물 동에 매나 애니 튜윤증부 튜윤증률 애니 개디 지가서 탄치하게 매도가스 니네 애니 사다 추다 매도모 매도고 배신시 다도 심지어 탐지 여랑가를 가미 자자 쇼스쟁 애니 리지잖아 송야래 다가는 신기 애니 준주고 나라야 시신 난가 내봐도 너와 시신 내주고 드신 다니 내주는 러동에 싸워 쇼스쟁 딘제기다 가서 우리 그게 닝도 로치기 그게 장투가 죽나? 아니 랑 쳐하다가 다 샌드인데 저다 사마제베 리미니 샌드 죽듯이 사제니 샌드 죽듯이 샌드 죽야래야 아니 다 나바 탐제도 다 간다 전셔도 쓴기 지주스도 넘어 쏘네 다 샌드 죽야 지금 인사마지 다 랑스 체니 지금 술도 그게 소수배 랑든 중매로 지금 술도 개매다 봐. 다 가다 중의 시스템자 탐자로 와왔는 시. 다 아야 심지어 탐자가 재재 인사 봐. 근데 지금 다 안에 쌍무실 내토는 아니 뒤를 떠가 개매다 와. 재상 갖고 남바 끈도 샌도 머시도 높여야 지금. 근데 지금 그래 말해. 자 근데 인도 지금 가서 우리 로슨 차선으로 쌍개야 지금 람레슬람나 암저 동로브세. 계속 장면성 거그들은 아나 근데 이는 가이 미치 있으시는 파티 탕으로 체제 내대야 소비지 좀 해도와.
Then the question might be raised that if the attainment of Buddhahood takes such a long period of time, then one might get the impression that oh this is too much. One might feel discouraged. Here it is worth reflecting upon. Some of the passages we find in Nagarjuna's Precious Garland, where Nagarjuna says that the length of the period time that takes in attaining Buddhahood should not be any grounds for discouraging the practitioner, or any grounds for making one feel kind of exhausted or kind of incapacitated. He said that in fact, if the person the practitioner is such that he or she possesses the skillful method and also the wisdom and the union of the two, then the time factor should not make any difference to his or her sense of commitment and endeavor. And he gives a sort of a, he compares to our day-to-day experience. He says that if we are undergoing a painful experience, then generally it is the case that even that period may be very short for us, for the individual, that, you know, because of the painfulness of the experience, it feels as if it is very long. In contrast, if the experience is pleasurable and pleasant, then even if the process, that the period that the experience is taking place is very long, that, you know, we feel as if it was too short. So that is generally the case. If this is so, then he says that for a genuine practitioner who possesses both a method of a skillful method, which is the compassion and bodhicitta, and the union of that with the wisdom realizing emptiness, then at the initial stage, at the beginner stage, although the practitioner may encounter painful experiences at the physical level, may experience pain and suffering and so on, but given the strength of his or her inner realization, one can endure the hardships that are entailed. And as he or she progresses further, then at a certain level of realization, that individual practitioner becomes invulnerable to physical hardships and pain and so on. And if that is the case, then the person no longer feels pain and suffering. And therefore, when he or she is engaging in the path towards attainment of Buddhahood, then time should not make any difference to the individual, because there is no experience of pain. So that is one one reason. Another reason, he says that furthermore, the Bodhisattva practitioners are individuals who have dedicated their entire being for the benefit of other sentient beings. For example, Nagarjuna expresses the sentiments in his precious garland that may I be like the earth, like the great elements, like the earth, water, fire, and so on. May all parts of my being be of service to other sentient beings. And similarly, we find in Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Bodhicharya Avatara, where he expresses the sentiment that for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, may I too remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the sufferings of the beings. So if one can understand these sentiments properly, then one will understand that the practitioner, a Bodhisattva practitioner, is someone who has dedicated his or her entire life, entire being, for a sole purpose, that is to bring about others' well-being and serve others. And if that is the case, then the time, the period, that the time it takes to become fully enlightened, again, has no relevance. Because even if the person is fully enlightened, the only task that will remain is to serve other sentient beings, which the practitioner is doing anyway while he or she is on the path. So furthermore, when he or she is engaged in the path and uses his or her, dedicates his or her entire being for the service of the other sentient beings, then in a sense one is fulfilling the pledge that one has made when generating the bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, and also when taking the bodhisattva vows. And one is living the pledge that one has, the ideal that one has adopted and the pledge that one has accepted. And when you think along these lines, then you will understand that this notion of someone who is working for others' well-being, but somehow he or she has some other sort of interest called self-interest is in fact false, because the only task that he or she has is the service of others, is bringing about the well-being of other sentient beings. So in these ways, Nagarjuna explains that the time and that involved in the attainment of Buddhahood really has no relevance so far as the practitioner is concerned.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sorry. So if we understand this point clearly, then we will avoid the following danger, which is that sometimes there may be a tendency that when a practitioner hears sort of rather attractive statements like doing a 3-year retreat and 3-month retreat, getting the impression that somehow after I cannot come out of this 3-year retreat that I will be enlightened, or I will be, you know, I will have attained great realizations. So when someone hears that, one sort of immediately kind of raises up one's ears, extends one's ears, and becomes interested and shows tremendous enthusiasm. But when one hears the Bodhisattva scriptures description of attainment of Buddhahood requiring an effort over a period of 3 innumerable eons, then somehow sort of your interest kind of diminishes. So that danger will be avoided.
In fact, I
similarly had this feeling when I was in my teens. Once, I remember very clearly when I was in my teenage at a teaching session with my teacher, Thata Rinpoche, I made the remark to Thata Rinpoche that having looked at the Bodhisattva scriptures, the sutras, I feel as if the process of path that is entailed in described in the sutra system is so long that it seems almost impossible. So probably the Vajrayana path, where there is an explanation of the possibility of attaining Buddhahood within a much shorter period, may be more suited to me. And so Thara Rinpoche was immediately sort of, he responded back by saying, how can there be a viable Vajrayana path without the practice of bodhicitta, without the practice of altruistic intention? And I remember that reply to this day very clearly.
Kadam komazu sungjuliya, changjuk sem, ani ekim midishtaya di kachamboreyes, 창조 샘지 귤을 깨봐 이나 초장 코랑그 소 딕집장 코랑그 정신 숨겨야 다가는 시기 젊은 시기 아니 르는 시면 난리야 아니 창조 샘비 팽송윤주 삼바 샹든 삼네 랑든 샤라 주용어 인생 숨고도 와 저 딘제 인도 자네 내고도 터두기 되든 탐절로 아니 창조 샘지 귤을 깨라잖아 아니 랑은 안게 용돼야지 매밀 흔들고 써야 돼 뭐 시상제가 열려야 칠레 매밀 흔들고 쓰는 쓰기하래 창조 샘지 귤을 깨라잖아 그다지 창조 샘바 쏘지 내 당구면 내겠네 갈라 강성 그 매밀 흔들고 써야지 용서래
Nagarjuna states in the Precious Garland that if an individual practitioner or if we strive to cultivate the bodhicitta with all our efforts and if we dedicate all our efforts into the generation of this altruistic intention within us and also the compassion for all sentient beings, then through this dedication in our cultivation of these altruistic ideals within us and live according to those ideals, then we will gain a sense of deep satisfaction that, yes, I have now fulfilled the purpose of my human existence. You will gain a tremendous sense of fulfillment and tremendous sense of satisfaction. And this sense of deep sense of satisfaction and fulfillment really serves as a counterpoint, preventing any potential for feeling of exhaustion or fatigue. So, in such a person, there is no room for a feeling of fatigue. And therefore, when as a result of striving in the cultivation of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention and compassion, if we gain the genuine realization of bodhicitta, uncontrived, non-simulated, and spontaneous, then you will attain a powerful state of mind where your vision transcends all limits. For example, like your practice of compassion and bodhicitta is directed for the benefit of, for the purpose of infinite numbers of sentient beings. So far as the purpose of that practice is concerned, it is infinite. The goal is the objective of that practice is concerned, it's infinite sentient beings. And the purpose of that practice is to attain the state of Buddhahood, whose enlightened qualities are infinite. So it's infinite enlightened qualities is your goal. And the means by which one engages in the practice is the infinite numbers of bodhisattvas' practices. So there is an infinity of bodhisattva deeds. The time during which you engage in this altruistic activity is infinite, the innumerable eons. So there's infinity of sentient beings for whose benefit you are engaging in the practice. There is an infinity of the enlightened qualities, which is your objective to attain. And then there is the infinity of bodhisattva deeds that you engage in as a means. And there is infinity of time across which, during which you cultivate these practices. So through these, when these four infinite factors come together, Nagarjuna says that this in itself will... this in itself will make it possible for the accumulation of three innumerable eons to take place on its own. And this is similar to what Kadamba masters would say. The Kadamba masters would say, put all your efforts into cultivating bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, because once you have cultivated bodhicitta, once you have generated bodhicitta, once bodhicitta arises in you, then it will take care of everything. It will take care of accumulating the merits for you. It will take care of purifying all the negativities. So all your efforts must be directed towards the sole purpose of generating bodhicitta. Similarly, Tsongkhapa says in his great exposition of the path to enlightenment that the cultivation of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, is such that when you engage in working for bringing about others' welfare, one's own self-interest are fulfilled as a byproduct. Therefore, the practice of bodhicitta is such that one could say that it is the source of the fulfillment of one's both temporary aims and also ultimate aims, the long-term aims. Often when we speak of the enlightened qualities of the Buddha, one of the qualities of the Buddha we describe is the spontaneity with which Buddha can achieve things. And in a sense, there is a similar spontaneity involved here. When you have realized bodhicitta, then it allows you to fulfill all your immediate aims, and also it helps you to fulfill your ultimate aim of attaining Buddhahood. So in a sense, there is a kind of a similitude of a Buddha's enlightened quality here. We also find in the aspiration prayers of Maitreya where there's a stanza which says that it is with this the road to the lower realms will be blocked. It is with this the doors to the higher realms will be opened. It is with this the freedom from death, aging, illness, and so on, birth will be brought about. It is this bodhicitta that I pay homage to.
Yeah.
In fact, if you closely examine the entire spectrum of the Buddha's teaching, we will realize that we will come to the realization that the practice of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, really is the essence. It is really the main practice, the actual practice. And all the other aspects of the Buddha's teachings and practices are really either preliminaries to it or a supplement to it as a precept. For example, we can see that within the framework of the three capacities, the three scopes that Atisha outlined, all the practices that are associated with the initial scope and the middling scope, they are in one way or another preliminaries to the actual practice of bodhicitta. Then you have the practice of the Bodhisattva's practice of the six perfections, and then also you have all the practices and teachings of the Vajrayana class. And in fact, the Vajrayana teachings can be seen as further elaborations on the last two perfections, the perfection, in other words, tranquil abiding and wisdom, or the perfection of meditation and wisdom. And so we can see that all the teachings and the practices of as embodied in the six perfections and also in the Vajrayana teachings are precepts that the practitioner of bodhicitta must engage in. So the heart or the actual the main practice really is the bodhicitta, the altruistic intention.
Oh yeah. 다야 다 지금 전주 쌤들 지금 다 아들 디디베 아니 갈래 가고 다 녀로 사고 싶어 통제 다들 갈래 가고 싶어 사는 전배 있나 근데 또 소소 장황해 근데 제 과야 개개요 말이 최고래 생각 수직이 말이 다음 대박 샹체 엔다 지금 동해를 타려하시 두개 동해 매비시 두개 삼나 삼을 담배 있나 아 그래서 다지 레닌지 샹황도 예봐 드세도 占美食不要的吧他来的牛梦是要去开浪来的马浪来的马上就通得要得的结果那些东西就穿呗哎你等下去我来的结果那些东西就穿呗刚才这个占美食不让了占了带不赢的这个占美食不的可对你用这个要的闲了带不赢的这个占美食不错错的要的 자, 딘데 있네, 지디, 기시 보도에 송어래. 아, 깨가 너시 둥에게 참배, 둥에디, 뒤 닫아보던 양발이, 그 갈래갈래리야, 양채, 이제 줘야 쥐나, 다 줘주고 그래. 와. 이네 뒤 닫아봐도 둥에디디, 냥기냥기리야, 둥에디, 랑라 미치디, 마오발이 이네, 둥에 코래, 랑라 지나가 말해. 딘데 있네, 둥에디, 너하고 말해. 도급에 인도산에 도급에 뒤장 다리를 했지. 보도에 있는 성도가. 도급에 뒤장 다리를 했지. 동해 마 동해 도터 마치나 랑라 죽 말했지. 동해 도터 제약에 뒤주디다. 가서 우리 그게 내가 시험에 타는 도구를. 단 내가 시험에 민남주디 예배 급들다 상당으로 모두 시험에 도스다 도스래.
So. When we think about these points, what is entailed in the practice of cultivating bodhicitta and the compassion and so on, if someone feels that this is completely beyond me, this is impossible, this is difficult, it's very complicated, then of course one is free as an individual to choose not to engage in the practice. But then we have to ask the question, if that is so, then what are the means are there to bring about the cessation of suffering, that we the suffering that we do not desire? Then, regardless of whether one accepts the notion of karma and afflictions, the fact remains that we are all conditioned by karma and afflictions. Our very existence, present existence, is a product of karma and afflictions. And so long as we remain chained to the conditions of karma and afflictions, there is no room for lasting happiness. Calamities strike us, undesirable events befall us. This is a natural fact of our existence. And our sufferings include the very natural sufferings such as of birth, illness, aging, death, and so on, but also various other adversities that we face in our life. So here, it is worth remembering what Kadamba Master Potowa said. Potowa said that when we observe deeply the nature of our suffering, including the suffering of birth, death, aging, and sickness. Let us see if there is ever a possibility of exhausting, completing the suffering simply by living them out, simply by experiencing them and living them out. And this, however, doesn't seem to be the case because since times beginningless, since beginningless lifetimes, we have endured all these sufferings over and over again, birth, aging, death, illness, and so on. But somehow time, simply by living them out, doesn't seem to have brought them to an end. So if this is so, then one can sort of infer that even in future too, simply by living them out over a period of time is not going to bring about the end of these sufferings. So what is required is to consciously and deliberately bring about their end. And this can be done only by understanding the nature of suffering and seeking out what are the correct means of bringing about that suffering.
자 근데 인디 시에바 코나 지 양코라 지 그게 대전으로 로시 마시 시에바 디 룰을 떼는데 뭐 세월에 다 시에바스 럽디 릭직 레민도 도도로 찍 레민도 시에바나 남라 먹고 싶으시도 봐 사고라 나가 나네 시에바는 신기 시에바라 타라 먹고도 봐 자 근데 인디 산에 시에바 라고 먹고지 룰을 떼는데 봐 다 세월시타래 대주 때지 류연의 예바 류 류기 쳐봐 더서나 쳐봐도 가드라인보다 세부시다래. 레디인은 쳐봐 타다지르면 누가. 쳐봐 먹을지 류는 마덴바라 코라 랑제외 타네 정다지야 여대바다. 림베림베기 쳐봐 코란게 니버디 숙철도다 여대바지. 거다 들게서 딱제 제니지 통돼야지. 예바 인류자네 다 쳐봐디 그 머시 림베 찌기 타네 류리 십시댄데 여르디 자네 쳐봐디 코라 룰레 로스 예데베지 페지셔비와 시바 참여관 사람 담배이나 자 다 딘데 인도산에 시바 대야 지그에 당연히 깨지 깨지 징동해 사 징해지 인신자다 코 규지와래 깬지와래 교대 깬지 예베지이나 링제 년령이 규지고구야래 헨지시 진시고구야래 링제 년령이 규매나 시바 깨지 당고 아니 유명한 중원지 샤워촌에 그 가고 있어요. 그래서 진짜 돈에 봐 사무실 땅을 누자네 아니 남진아를 소원을 지체니 아니 남시 멤버 남시기 내년 멤버 친한 룩 소원을 지체니 시에베 가서 오다 세리 짱기 균 참여간에 코랑게 링정감에 균지기 내년 시하나 마도 아니 가서 오래 영상 쓰지기 등이 맨 등에게 취해지기 시에베 내년 시하서리 가고 차들이 와래 자, 근데 그 탄도 사 당시에 뭔 구체야 돼. 아니, 니네 경험만 쟁했는데, 남의 루주사 뭐니까 다다이네 경험만 세고 시부시 쟁했는데, 경험이 민중에게 침상한 게 보고든데, 경험만 쟁한데 봐 세고 시는데 영원되기도 와. 자, 근데 이만 인도선에 다, 근데 그 탄에 다, 봐 더동이네 가서 당시에 제소울이, 당시에 제소울 가게 말해, 그 무준 당시에 제고야지. 자, 딱 상제비 취급 나네. 다 산집 취소를 야가기 다 문제 있는 떠도 먹고지기 시베 균지 시켜는 게 아래 겨운 것이 켜는 게 아래 가서 계시 오는 시리 더도 시베 균상 그 때문에 마샤 못해 그 돌이야 아니 다감 강사 떡지 랑어 풍불에 된 시엔도 돼야 돼 내일도 정벌해 자 내 인류산에 다 가다 겨운 것이 남샤 단 뇌댕에 지기 야가기 다 너르고 이렇게 중나로 겨운 것이 시에댕에 지 용기 아래 다 낭바에 디나게 직차되어 아래 그래서 어떤 중세대 되기도 하네. 잡아 먹고 잡아지래 마도 겨우 같이 요하를 쓰시네. 여바 시샤로 쓰시지. 딘데 계셨지? 래야 말해. 당시에 먹고 채, 중세 잡아채. 아니, 니네, 많이 봐다, 매버린 입어서 가가래도 와. 난 들게 생각해도, 지금, 니수 먹고 지 많이 입었으면 래 마도 매버린 입어 말아봐. 봐.
An acquaintance of mine, a great scholar, Geshe, once in the course of our conversation, we were actually talking about the nature of self and the absence of selfhood. And the conversation centered around the fact that the self is an elusive phenomenon, that when you probe into it and a search for its existence, what we find is it's untenable. It's not findable within the body and mind. And then the Geshe, the scholar, remarked. He said, "Yes, it is very elusive. It's very complicated. And also, when we search for it, when we look for it through a critical analysis, we always." Tend not to find it. It's unfindable. However, if the self does not exist at all, in a sense, that would make things very simple. That would make things very easy. Then there would not be any subject.
Much better, sir. Much better.
He says that if the self or the person does not exist at all, then in a sense, it's much better because then there will be no experiencer of suffering and pain. There is no subject that would undergo such experience, and everything will be much simpler. However, that is not the case. There is, regardless of whether we can actually pinpoint it, there is, however, an individual, there is a being who undergoes the experience of pain and pleasure, who is the subject of the experiences, who perceives things and so on. So, so from our, based on our own experience, we do know that there is something, whatever we may call it, that makes it possible for us to undergo the experiences. We have something called discernment, ability to perceive things, ability to discern things, whether we call it... and in fact, if you look at the experience of suffering, although some of the sufferings may be at the sensory level, at the level of body, pain, but in fact, the very experience of pain is intimately connected with consciousness, intimately connected with mind, because it is connected with feeling, and feeling is part of the sensation, and sensation is part of the mental world. And this is what distinguishes sentient beings from other biological organisms, like plants and trees and flowers and so on. Sentient beings have this this subjective dimension, whether we call it experience, consciousness, the mental world, or whatever. And then the question is, what exactly is this phenomenon, this mental phenomenon? And this has been, whether or not this mental phenomenon or consciousness or the mind is 100% contingent upon the body, whether we can identify the mental phenomena entirely with the physical world, physical phenomena. And this is, so in other words, this is the issue of mind-body relation and the nature of mind and body. And this has been a major area of interest in the philosophical tradition. So this is not an issue that is, question that is very new. This is a question that has been raised in ancient India for a long history of philosophical thinking tradition. For example, one of the ancient Indian schools was a materialist, adopted a materialistic standpoint. They argued that mind is ultimately reducible to the physical body of the individual, that mind is identifiable with body. There is no separate phenomenon other than body. And they argue that because mind is entirely contingent upon body, that when the individual ceases to exist at the point of death, at the time of death, that his or her consciousness will also come to an end. And they gave the analogy of mind and body are like the wall and the murals upon the wall. When the wall is knocked down, so long as the wall exists, the mural is there. When the wall is knocked down, the mural is gone. The mind and body, another analogy they gave is the mind and body is like the wine and its potent, its alcoholic potency. When the wine is drunk, when the wine is finished, the alcohol is no longer there too. So similarly, mind and body are related in that manner, so that when the person dies, that's the end of consciousness. However, many other Indian philosophical traditions rejected that. And also in modern kind of correlates of this discussion is about the relationship between body and mind and its relation to the whole understand our cosmological understanding of the origin of the universe. For example, according to modern cosmology, the evolution beginning of the current world system is posited as something, the event of Big Bang. And also the question is whether that is the very beginning of everything. Where does consciousness come from? And also one thing that we can understand both through scientific analysis and also from our own personal experience of perception is that whatever experiences that we have now are consequences of conditions that has preceded. Nothing comes into being without cause. And similarly, just as in the material world, everything must have a cause and conditions that give rise to it. Similarly, in the mental world as well, all experiences have causes and conditions. And when we speak of the causes and conditions of consciousness or the mental world, and there are two principal categories of causation or causes and conditions. One is a material cause or the substantial cause that turns something into something. And there are other cause conditions which are the contributory factors that makes that causation possible. So the Indian Buddhist teacher, master, Dharmakirti points out in his Pramana Vatika, Valid Cognitions, he says that something that is not mental cannot turn into a mental phenomena. In other words, something that is purely physical or material cannot become a mental. So what he's pointing out here is that for a consciousness, for an instance of consciousness to take place, it must have as its preceding continuum another instance of consciousness. And through this way, we can trace the causation to the beginning of consciousness of this life. And through this way, one posits an earlier preceding life. So so it is in these and furthermore, if you look at the Vajrayana literature, there is an understanding of different levels of subtlety of the mental phenomena, mental world or consciousness. Normally, when we speak of mind or consciousness, we get the impression that we're talking about one unitary a single thing. This is, however, not the case. Just as the physical world is a diverse world, similarly the mental world of mental world of consciousness is also a very diverse world with very different levels of subtlety. And it is obvious that at the most gross level of experience, our consciousness and perceptions and senses are very contingent upon our body. But as the level of consciousness gets more and more subtle, there is a greater degree of independence from the physical body. So it is along these lines one accepts the continuity, never-ending continuity of consciousness. And from the Vajrayana point of view, on the basis of this subtle, luminous nature of mind. And so it's not the case that the ancient Indian schools, including Buddhism, those who accept the concept of rebirth, simply makes the claim on the basis that we believe in rebirth. A lot of thinking has gone into this, a lot of analysis has gone into this, a lot of philosophical reflection has gone into this. Furthermore, we also find anecdotal evidence of very clear situations where children who are capable of recalling their past life experiences. Even in some cases, in a family where the parents don't believe in the idea of rebirth or previous existence. So there are anecdotal stories. Again, of course, we need to constantly subject this to analysis and to critical examination. Generally, when doing so, I think it is important to bear in mind one very important logical point. The point is the following, that we must be able to distinguish clearly between cases where we haven't found something and where we have found that to be not the case. So in other words, finding its absence and not finding are two different things. And many phenomena at present, we may not have, instead of not finding its absence, we may have not found them so far. So we need to be able to make a clear logical distinction between those instances where we have found this to be not the case, in other words, we have disproved something, or instances where we simply haven't found the reason, or found it.
Yang Rikashe, Yue Yang, Chulu Krishikpa, 출루 신뢰식 자유인데 많이 보지 대 용구를 봐. 봐다 되게니 가사. 자상가. 자 되는데 그 연아야 남중 아주 차단 되는 지금 타네 많이 보지 아니 균세체는 매가 타져야 영말에. 但 늦으리라 간다 미국이야래. 대 연아 아니 대단 배대 겨인데 보지 대 용 미심 보지래 겨와도 봐스. 겨와도 미기도 봐스. 근데 인도 대단 겨에 최대 이 용식 말이지. 겨다 미기 때문에 매버도 해야지 용구로 봐. 근데 다 도시니 겨왕이 삼다요나 겨왕이 민두나. 갈리 파바 파토 윤데 내주 망구지 아니 즉 가소래. 땅에서 미러클 사디 시에거래. 아니 다 지금 루브르 실이야. 다 지금 대세자 매대비시 돈에 중대비시 영원대기 와. 이제 시에고부야. 근데 실 땅고 그때 얌세를 사지 말아 봐. 겨매대지. 겨왕의 남샤 샤샤바 디탄의 삼담배이나 멍구지도 야 디랜 태병했지. 용서로리야다 드바침벨랜 튀김에다 메신디 간다 겨왕의 뇌배철이야 뇌지 패지 용어리 겨왕의 민두배철이야 패지 겐두다 뇌지 패지 망하리 근데 인도다 산제배 산제배 루기 아니 가서 보기 리뷰 두시 망사 뇌지 뉴스디 이렇게 하려면 그래.
So it is important to be.
에너지 따라 미 밀음 담은 용의 실이야 밀음 주는 담은 용의 실이야 밀음 예버 두야디 또스 녀어요. 그 뒤는 신세는 왜 겨우는 것이 아니 그 가다 리뷰 제배 인사 참발하고 막 그렇지 리뷰 제연지 그거 잡아 제두고요 아래. 사실 내 인도선에 겨우는 것만 챙겨 말. 와. 사실 내 인배 인도 따
So it is important to be able to make distinction between instances where we have not found to be the case and where instances where simply we haven't found it. And also when we use critical reasoning to analyze something. And then here we have to also understand the domain of application of that particular style of reasoning. So different forms of analysis may have different domains and different scopes. So simply... For example, we find in Pramanavatika, Dharmakirti's text on logic and epistemology, many different forms of reasoning. For example, if you are establishing the absence of something, if you are proving the non-existence of something, then you cannot simply state that this does not exist because we cannot see it. That kind of simplistic reasoning doesn't operate. What we need to do is to use the correct form of reasoning to the correct domain of discourse. For example, Dharmakirti makes a distinction between two primary forms of logical negation. One is where generally the thesis that is being disproven, if it exists, it should be observable. Then under such circumstances, then when you can show that it cannot be observed, then you can prove its absence. There are, however, other instances where what is being negated is simply not perceptible, even in normal situation. Under such circumstances, simply by stating the fact that you cannot observe it, cannot establish it, cannot prove its non-existence. So then how does one go about negating something? Then there are two ways. One is either by proving that something that is contrary to the case is so. So by establishing its contrary, then you can prove something, negate something. or by proving the by negating something that is closely related to causally or causally connected to something, then you can negate the thesis. So the point being made here is that it is through we need to make a clear distinction between not finding something and finding its absence. So that is a first of all a big important and a logical distinction, and so it is through these methods that ancient philosophical traditions like Buddhism chose to accept the notion of rebirth and previous lives, and because if you compare the two traditions two standpoints, the standpoint which rejects which denies the existence of rebirth and previous existence, and the standpoint that accepts the never-ending continuity of consciousness and accepts rebirth and previous existence, then one can argue that the standpoint that accepts rebirth has a much greater explanatory resource at its disposal, because if you don't accept the notion of the never-ending continuity of consciousness, you don't accept the possibility of rebirth and previous existence, then there remains a lot of phenomenon that becomes completely inexplicable, and we can choose to describe them as mysterious or miraculous, which is a shorthand for ignorance. And so, in other words, basically, you have no explanation to these phenomena. Whereas if you accept the notion of rebirth and previous existence and the continuity of consciousness, then you have, and although you may not be able to give a 100% satisfying explanation to everybody, but at least it gives you a much more explanatory resource. And generally, when speaking of proof, it is very difficult to try to prove something that another person cannot have an experiential knowledge of. For example, imagine proving the existence of dreams to someone who claims not to have dreamt at all, had any experience of dream. How would you prove that everybody experiences dream? Similarly, in the case of all of us, although from the Buddhist point of view, we all have experienced different lifetimes, but when you change lifetimes, your body changes, and much of the memory that goes with your body also ceases to exist. So we have simply no ability to recall our past life experiences. So it is difficult to say past life exists because this is the case. So one can say that between these two standpoints, because the standpoint that accepts rebirth and previous existence has much more explanatory resource, Buddhism chose to adhere to that standpoint rather than rejecting and denying a rebirth.
참반디 띠에 벗어주도 곰장애인데 그 곰기 타네다 갈레갈레리아 지금 심 락벌루보버기 띠기 마 누버르드 마또 숭치네 지금 심 냠 참은지 냠용으로 첨부야 폐윤디 대단데 챔바칠레 윤디 경험에 챔바디 폐지 윤기였어요. 그것도 쌤 차차 심어 그도 이니 경험에 시바네 천디 시바로 막 투거장에 시바 참여하는 용도 이거로 봐. 자, 그 로마도 차차차로 심어 그도리야. 이니 디 챔베 칠레 윤디 챔바시 세 윤디 이니 경험에 챙해지. 내가 50도 카셔인데 윤기였어요. 또. 남주 챔마 미팅매 없이. 그걸 쓰시 고민도 자네. 아니 야 뒤에 걸 안 되지. 내가 50도 제대로 양고 되지. 냠리 냠스야디 루블루블 용댕에 삼바신도 검 결혼심에 마용에 되는 냠스고 냠것도 봐 죄송아 나고 가서 남들이야 이 용주자네 딱 그래 왜 가서 그래 냠지고 뭐 이거 그 떠본 거 맞아 다 등에 오십니다 그래서 냠을 안 해 그 때 깬 드시기다 봐 지금 그걸 가르쳐야 뭐 해야 될 차이 그 돌에 이니 곰배대 싫어하게 그게 뚜 타고로 차니 연배 그 돌이야 디 이니 가서 그래 수구대 이니 참바 차에 내고 참바지 용도 경험에 참았는데 가시 세워주는 용도가.
When speaking of memory, it does seem to be the case that much of our conscious memory is really very contingent upon our present body, physical existence. So a meditator, when he or she enters into a very deep stages of meditation, then what is happening is that the individual is able to take the level of his or her mind to a much subtle state. And as he or she goes to a more and more subtle state, then there is a greater degree of freedom from the contingent the contingency of the present body. So it seems that among some of the meditators that I know personally, there are individuals who, as occasionally when they enter very deep in their meditative state, that they get very vivid recollections of past experiences. And these, at the initial stage, remain more like kind of glimpses, kind of spontaneous glimpses, and which is called kind of nyam in Tibetan, which is more like kind of a spontaneous experiences, and which eventually, if the meditator is able to progress deeper and deeper, may be turned into an actual realization. So this suggests that as you go deeper and deeper into meditative state, and the more subtle your state of mind becomes, then the sort of the you have a greater ability to recall past life experiences, which reside in a much subtler state of consciousness, because it is the subtle continuum of the subtle consciousness that connect individuals' different lives. Relate to this, I forgot something from the previous part. His Holiness was saying that if consciousness is ultimately reducible to body, then all the functions of the consciousness must be ultimately functions of the body, in which case it is only by affecting the body that it affects the mind, and never the vice versa. However, these days, in fact, there is a growing interest among the scientists to undertake laboratory-based experiments upon individual meditators. And in some cases, they are beginning to find evidence of where, as a result of an individual meditator using purely the power of cognition or power of mind, either through single-pointedness meditation or some other meditative practices, they are able to effect change at the biological level. So here we can see a kind of a reverse effect that through, as a result of pure thought process taking place in the mental level, one can detect manifestations of that at the biological and physiological level. And so there is now a growing interest, and in fact laboratory-based experiments are being done. Of course, these kind of experiments and these kind of investigations need to go further.
자, 개신 견담이고 있나? 이는 대체 그래서 산재비 처벌집에 있나? 다 니켈라고 해. 그봐, 별로 샤샤나? 너는 이따가 하셔도 이거나, 뼈나 지금 거만 저기 나네, 지, 딴 거만 저러 속았다, 이렇게 다 흉 나네, 지, 링실링데, 르르, 닌데 차다, 닌데 지, 태면 드려 숭세부 드려 차야 돼? 뼈나 닌데 치중, 닌데 차. 다, 아니, 야, 저물리는 양타를 누디, 이디? 안다, 무엇을 딱 그게 차이겨, 차이 샤샤 유리잖아. 딴데 무엇을 통한다, 봤다, 흉이 샤바니, 봤다? 다, 겨차도와. 저상가? 뼈나 박사님 없이 지도 째스. 박사님 없이도 너무 중요하시지. 러시아보다 치중도 내시아시아보다 만족 무엇을 통한다보다 다 디데베 겐더래. 니면 시우천부래. 나 총중대. 자, 니네 이번 인도산에 딱그 겐더 미디고. 무엇을 통한다고. 흉내시아시아보다 겨하다가 겨하다가서부터 겨하지가 무엇을 통해보고. 다가는 신이 양배로 차시는 뒤지시는 무엇고 통구여배 인도자네 다 또 개념이 무엇을 차송한다 그래봐 세대는 인도자네 뭐든지 시시한 날씨지 아주 캐나야 민두신 나는 뉴시아야 뒤에 왔다 지금 나는 젊은 시기에 신이 나서 오는 시체니 무슨 말 영어 주나 무슨 말에 리버드 개요들도 캐나나 얘네 마법 참여지고 민웅 송하는 시체 다 리버드 개와서도 마세요 무슨 말 영어 과 차별이나 상제배 캐런도 요마.
So if, however, as a result of scientific or some other critical investigation, certain aspects of the Buddhist thought are shown to be proven to be not the case, proven to be untrue, then as followers of the Buddha, as Buddhists, one must accept. The consequence of that. I have often made the comment that, for example, the description, the cosmological description of our world, we find in the Buddhist Abhidhamma texts such as Abhidhamma Kosha, Treasury of Phenomenological Knowledge, where the size of sun and moon are described in very specific numbers. And the distance between Earth and Sun and Moon are described. And in fact, a lot of these descriptions, including the presence of Mount Meru as the center of the universe, many of cosmological descriptions that are found in the Abhidhamma texts cannot be accepted because through modern cosmological study, there has been proven actually that there is exact measurement of the distance from Earth to these celestial bodies. There is exact measurement of the difference of size between Sun and Moon, which according to Abhidhamma text is not very large, but we know it is a tremendously large difference, and so on. So these, for example, in the Abhidhamma text, the distance is described as 51 yojas or pakses and so on. So these can no longer be accepted because we have very clear empirical evidence that suggests otherwise. And as Buddhists, who we cannot, if an idea or a concept has been disproven through a very clear evidence, then one must reject the concept. For example, also Tsongkhapa states in one of his texts, differentiation of the definitive and interpretive meanings of the scriptures, where he states that philosophical standpoints that are contrary to reason and cannot be accepted as a valid, reliable thinker. If that is the case, then of course anyone who chooses to defy the evidence of empirical proof is even worse. One must accept the proof of the empirical evidence.
Then, the Chidewe Tanlia, Tongbanyi Tanlia, Lungba Shilia, Tangochuna, any? Then, Gimbu Shilia, we are. That Yidi, any? The Tongban Namsha Tara Didi, and a river antenna, any Chesha Cheni, any? Karami, Michumden de Given Lung, Lungashelli, and go Tachishima Marisene, Dostadi, and Pana Chikushiko Mongolunis de Negatane, Pada, Tachiba Marisin Tawa, Yuguyapa. Go Chidere Tane, Ribul Cheni, Ribul Bashilatani, any Lundi, Kalang, Rung the Mirum, Tachishimi Yindami, Ribul Bashilatani, and Tawa Tarag, Namsha Yawa Chea Tang. 대단들의 룽 자치심의 이미 그리고 코네 남는다네 그 제거받는 시 진입에 되는 이네 그 다 지 정상 그 답변은 당시에 해야 되는데 이게 리그에 리그다 가족을 그게 tunandu dhubdengengi kasa urupegi tunandu dhubdengengi shilishani eni ko dhubyundu zane tante sanjebe ngebadu kyalangwa chawiyawa.
In fact, even within the Buddhist tradition, we can see the importance of using the resources of reasoning. For example, when understanding the Buddha's teaching on emptiness, if we were to rely entirely on the authority of the scriptures, then we will reach an impasse, because there are so many different varieties of scriptures, and many of which on the surface makes conflicting claims, conflicting philosophical standpoints, and there is simply no way that one can arrive at.
그래서 내가 어떻게 탐지상에 계시지? 그 배려 없이 하면 어찌 다루고? 그 미다스당에 되게 임비시스들도 인인스라고 그래서 많이 말탈스 그러잖아요. 많이 말했어요 그래서 이 소리 쳐지. 애들 룸네 인사했구나 인인스. 야 룸지가 말했구나. 어 많이 말했어. 그래서 애들 배들 개들 포무차요 그러고.
So there are so many different scriptures, and many of them in fact making competing, conflicting statements. So if we were to rely entirely on the authority of the scriptures and the literal statements of these scriptures, then simply there will be no way one can arrive at a proper understanding of the Buddha's teaching on emptiness. In fact, there is a story that there was a student who was studying the Geshe course, and at the debate session, and apparently the student wasn't very bright. So at the debate session, whenever the person who was asking the question says, "This is the case because that's the so," then he would immediately say, "Yes, yes, I agree." And then when he comes with a counter argument, "This can't be the case because this is how it is," then he would say, "Oh, okay, I will agree with you." So this would be the similar situation if we have only scriptures at our disposal as an authority. So what we do in the Buddhist tradition is to look at all these different diversity of scriptures, all of them teaching emptiness, and then use our own understanding and reason to arrive at a much more deeper sort of convergent standpoint by using reasoning, critical reasoning. We distinguish between different levels of subtlety in one's understanding of emptiness, and by using critical reasoning, then we make differentiations between the scriptures, some that can be taken literally at face value, some that requires further interpretation and cannot be taken as definitive and literal, and so on. So if that is so, then of course, when dealing with the world of conventional reality, the world of everyday diversity of conventional world, then we must accept that there is an area of commonality between Buddhist explanations of the nature of the conventional world and the scientific explanation of the nature of the conventional world. And where we find instances where there is an empirical evidence suggesting something to be the case, then since we are engaging in the common area of a common area of discourse and analysis, we must accept the validity of that empirical evidence.
Tanya Sanjeev Shunaralia Naranzu Tade Danchi Yujin Lo Tadangaranzu Tajimbaru Chi Tindiji Tane Yabe Chikasol Puge. 유기 내주 지드신이 서울에 다 간다 이식이 그게 떠버려야겠다 내주에 참말로 지리배 내퇴하다 승인디에 배지를 그냥 가버리자. 자, 근데 인도산에 아주 흉내니 통근주로 써야지 중세 고주 써야지 신도 고주 써야지 시행도 와. 자, 상가다 리치디 말한도 리배 다 쟤니 쟤퇴한 명예신이 그. 자, 드리 이번 인도산에 그런 냠수 용는 마도 리베시아 대한 명예식이 대선식 예배래. 그래서 대선식 후에 대 냠수 용 대행지, 아니 그게 직진미 시행에 세토 창고 시행에 아니 진대기다 가수를 그 신도 꼬도 집에 된디 땜베 슝래에 응어진무수 겨여미 딱 진대 봤지니 아니 진대기 타네 아니 아 캐랑 거야 르지 용구야래 저 다들 강사 수버시리야 땡고야 그런 게 남중에 이제 시야되게 바로 사잖아 그러나 소소 깨비 깨시디 소소 내태야 요마로다 단디 지기 파면 아리야 다 뛴체 다 내게브레스 다 러셔바 대 가서 숨버지 다 아리야 이시셔셔 너도요 다디 직진 시야봐 요마리 미트바이 민도 드네 이메 있는데 다 들겠어요 나도 자도 빠스스 그도 또 저 미트바이 책부터 섭기 그거를 러셔 다 그거를 깨다 이제 개유 통고는 로도스다 터다 야 내가 통고다 야 로도스 마셔 다 이제 제 받으시 간다지 간다디 가서 숨으시 가려야다 때네 로가지 다 고쳐되도 와 그래서 뒤 손들이 나지 가서 시신 시신 나라 즉지 가난도 다다 근데 시안이 제편명이지 예벌 다디 가서 숨으실 때 거야 가서 숨으실 때 안에 가서도 사 전부 레스네 시기요 말이 그냥 강사는 믿고 쉐를 때는 시네 세대야디 다 강사 사시면 이거 주제도 시도 다 잡혀야 내 말이 뒤 시안시에 들려야 야 디샤샤베 가소다 디샤샤베 직주부 나로라 다 시점 리그에 제패야 여딩이 되는 바 당시에 나는 특히는 리그에 내야 매다 봐 지 나가는 신기 무슨 영향에 비게 다 내야 매다 봐 근데 신구도나 아니 라는 신도 꼬도 주댕이 된식 다 강사 디샤샤베 들려야 아니 야 무슨 무슨 겨이에 딱 제시네 다 대매나 다들 자신이 뭐라 캐나지 아니 용기하래 이지지 마스 도로 왔는데
However, and this is not to suggest that according to Buddhism, we accept that all facts of the world, all phenomena, can be understood simply by using our critical faculty at this as ordinary individuals. This is, however, not the case. For example, there is an understanding that given the present state of our cognitive ability, there are certain facts and phenomena that may lie at the, you know, at least for the time being, outside the scope of our comprehension or possibility of realization. And therefore, in Buddhism, a distinction is made between three classes of phenomena. One is what is known as the evident phenomena, the phenomena that we can directly experience, we can perceive through our senses and so on. So there is first the evident phenomena. Then there is what is called a slightly hidden phenomena or slightly obscure phenomena, which we can still understand through inference, through using reasoning, through a process of reasoning. We can gain a kind of a cognition, recognition of these phenomena. There is, however, a third category of phenomena, which is described as the extremely hidden phenomena. And these are phenomena and facts that at the moment, given the sort of limitations of our current cognitive capability, these facts and phenomena lie beyond our present ability to understand. And so these can only be understood on the basis of the testimony of someone who had gained direct experience of these. And so here, the acceptance of these facts and phenomena must be based upon a valid testimony of a third person. And where, and often I give the example, kind of an analogy here. For example, like, you know, each of us may know a certain date to be our date of birth. However, this is a knowledge that we haven't acquired firsthand. We acquired it through someone else's testimony. It could be our parents, it could be someone else. And for example, if it is our parents who told us such and such date to be our date of birth, then we would accept that as a valid statement. because there is no reason why the parents should lie, and also we can rely on the words of that person, so authority. Of course, there are of course exceptional instances. For example, these days in India, when Tibetans have to make travel documents or registration papers, sometimes they take a little kind of flexibility on the date. If the purpose is to seek retirement, then you increase your age, and if the retirement benefits. If the purpose is to seek employment, then you reduce your age. Of course, these are different circumstances, but generally, we accept the authority testimony of a third person that such and such date is my date of birth. And similarly, in Buddhism, there is an understanding of this third class of phenomena, which remain extremely hidden to us, which are extremely obscure phenomena and facts, which we accept on the basis of the scriptural authority of the Buddha, where and again here it is the acceptance of that authority is not very simplistic, simply by saying yes, Buddha was a very sacred, holy person. That's not the case. Again, the procedure for accepting that authority requires a certain procedure. For example, one of the principles of Buddhist analysis is known as the four reliances: not to rely on the person but on its words, and not to rely on the mere words but on the meaning, and so on. So we subject the authority of the Buddha first by critically examining other scriptures where he had made claims that are susceptible to critical reasoning, such as the Four Noble Truths and so on. And then if we find these to be able to withstand critical analysis and proven to be true, and then we take that into account, and also then we take into account the fact that, you know, there is no ulterior motive on the part of the speaker to make these claims, that, you know, there is no reason why he or she should be making false claims. So it is through the combination of these various considerations then we accept the authority of the third person. So it is not the case that everything, all the facts and phenomena are in some sense accessible to us as ordinary people at the moment with our present limited cognitive faculty.
다데네 샌든테니 야고 정원래야 제신 방배 샹의 제신 방배로 야고 시키고요. 데이터래야 다 되게 안 되시면은 이제니 닝질로 다 숙성부디 꼭 고요하래. 다 당연히 되게 하나. 다 간단히 닝질로 샌든테니 야고 정원래야 닝질로 고요하래. 자, 다 되네 이바인데 닝질로 영원래야 다 안 돼. 이게 또 그런 추스다. 닝질로 야고 정원라. 그다 강동에 지나와 심지한텔 제시 방법으로 깨야지다. 동해 강에 나와 동해 못 쳐봤지 모두가. 딱 강동에 지나와 심지한 제시 방법으로 주야지 기부 첨부 그대로 되는 거야. 딱 동해 강에 나와 동해지 못 쳐야 할이야. 내가 샌들로 동해지 딱 동해 안에 뒤 동해 쪽에 두지 동해 삼고야. 와, 두식 동해. 다 대, 냐라, 샌딩을 삼발래, 랑딩을 삼아, 시라 찰라와래. 자, 진짜 인류, 기분 증크도리야. 코아지시라, 그 동해에 넣을 수 삼도나 때, 디, 에리, 냐는 로고야래. 디, 냐는 마시나? 냐면 도와. 다 대야, 에니, 좀 된 대기, 에니, 동해 세는, 송윤두 자네, 다 동해리야, 동해 릭숭숭네. 이게 바리, 산재배, 체배, 동해 삼야게 동해 쪼디, 두지 동해 체배하래. 동해지 동해래, 탄도다, 동해지 동해래야, 민들별로 튼줄래 유교하래. 대래, 리시 타야 튼줄이 용투교하래. 와단, 뉴에 동해, 동해의 런신도 통니, 대래 탄도, 즉, 성수 공해기, 무디벌레 용교하래. 다시 3대 10의 연체기, 아니, 띵즈 유로 톱띵에, 띠띵에 띠기, 초당용 버시 차체, 리식, 아니, 뉴에 동일에 타와인 바에요. 타투기와. 자, 따진데 인류산에 상제배 최기, 상제배 최 세야디, 최냥대를 샤. 최냥대디다, 대주지기다, 최지구이와 인류, 냥대 되니기 로지, 신배토하네, 아니, 냥대 주야기 최지구도와. 자, 근데 인류산에, 누지기 동해는 수윤이, 누지기 동해는 탄도 걸로 레이, 냥대 되니 걸로, 타바 되니 걸로, 레이 무도가. 냥대리야, 아니, 이면에, 다 딩건도 채투나, 삼바지, 냥대를 겹수시야지, 레이, 추어를 겹수시, 엄마들 레이 무도가. 그 봐. 텔레치, 딱, 엄마를 떼야 하라고. 딩건도 채투나, 삼바, 아니, 엄마들 태바, 디 레이 무도가. 딱, 텔레, 인종 쓰기 하래. 자, 디 레이 인두, 누지기 동해 삼아야 되다, 쏘자 되기도 하래. 근데 이 누지기 동해 삼바디, 영화라야, 냐라, 동해지 동해래, 다, 배, 다다 배, 동해지 동해, 문주원 매나야, 동해지 동해 배, 문주원 로봇이 삼담바 이나, 대수역이 롤이야고, 뉴어태야 놓고, 편도 입어 인도잔에, 딩얼라, 기부충을 거두기, 아니, 냐룩 양송기 동해 삼아야 다, 디송이 바래. 와, 쟤네 다, 독세니, 간다, 그림 놓고, 줍지 정주고 삼지. 네, 띠 영화래야, 그 두, 가서 러버는지, 그 두소, 양아로, 르르르네, 고, 쎄도 되니, 명남 장네. 아니, 롤이야, 속도로 독 차윤도, 아니, 터도 띠 이게, 탁배 신집에 정주고 삼, 누버님도 이렇게 삼지. 아니, 그 앞에 천인상주 용도야지. 그 다음 독세니.
So, as explained before, the essence, the principle, core of the practice of the Buddha's teaching is really the cultivation of bodhicitta, the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood. And this, as Asanga points out in his Abhisamaya Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, ornament of the Mahayana scriptures, he states that the root of bodhicitta, the root cause of bodhicitta is compassion. So one needs to cultivate compassion, great compassion. So when we speak of bodhicitta, the bodhicitta is defined as a state of mind and aspiration and that is endowed with two intentions or aspirations or two wishes. One is the wish to bring about the attainment of enlightenment, and the other one is the aspiration to bring about the welfare of other sentient beings. And as I explained yesterday, each of these different components that together lead to the experience of bodhicitta must be cultivated separately. For example, in order to cultivate the aspiration to attain Buddhahood, one must first, especially for to follow the way of the intelligent practitioner, one must first develop a deep understanding of what is meant by enlightenment that one is aspiring for. And so therefore one must have some degree of understanding of the notion of liberation and the meaning of cessation of suffering. And without and when we speak of cessation, here we are talking primarily of the cessation of the origin of suffering, which are the afflictions. And in order to develop a genuine, deeply felt aspiration to attain such a cessation, one must have a degree of understanding of the nature of the afflictions, what kind of afflictions they are, what are their dynamics, what degrees of subtlety exist in these amongst these afflictions and so on. And one must ultimately gain a deep understanding of the nature, the distorted nature of the delusion, which is the grasping at true existence of things. And without such a deep understanding of the meaning of liberation, the meaning of moksha, it is simply not possible to have a genuine understanding of what is meant by the omniscient state of Buddhahood. And without that, one will not be able to cultivate a deeply felt yearning or aspiration to attain that. So this is one component. The other component is the aspiration to bring about others' well-being. And this is the altruistic dimension. And in order to, and this is in fact the compassion, and in order to cultivate such great compassion that aspires to bring about others' well-being, two things are required. One is the experience of a deep empathy and connectedness towards the sentient, with the sentient beings, and a sense of unbearableness of their suffering, so that you have a deep experience of empathy and connectedness with other sentient beings. And so this is this needs to be again cultivated separately, and along with that, it is also important to develop a deeper understanding of the nature of suffering that you wish others to be free of. And when we speak of suffering in Buddhism, we make distinctions between three different levels of suffering, as described yesterday: the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and suffering of pervasive conditioning. And in the context of developing a deep insight into the nature of suffering, we are primarily concerned with the third level of suffering, because so far as the first level of suffering, which is the obvious or evident suffering, the painful experiences, one can say that even the animals have the ability to recognize these as undesirable, and also the wish to be relieved from these sufferings, something that even the animals can experience. And also with regard to the second level of suffering, the suffering of change, even the non-Buddhist meditators can develop not only the aspiration to be free of that, but also gain a degree of temporary release from these. For example, when you when an individual experiences or attains high levels of meditative states, such as the four levels of form states, four states of the form realm, four levels of the form realm, these states are characterized by absence of any pleasure and pain, and it is characterized by an experience of total neutrality. So one can say that temporarily, even these states are free of the second level of suffering. However, it is the third level of suffering that one must cultivate a deep understanding, and the freedom from that is what is meant by nirvana. So when we speak of dharma in the context of Buddhism, where dharma here refers to nirvana, and this nirvana is the cessation of this third level of suffering. So when we develop a deep aspiration to gain that realization, then we have effectively cultivated the aspiration to attain liberation, which is the renunciation. So as explained yesterday, in order to cultivate bodhicitta, which is the main path, first we must cultivate the various components of the path that ultimately or eventually. The point is that by the need to cultivate deeper insight into the suffering indicates how the practices of the initial scope and the middling scope must precede the actual practice of bodhicitta. Seeking to gain freedom from the first level of suffering is the main objective of the practice of the initial scope, and then all the practices related to seeking freedom from the first and the second levels are related to the initial scope, and all the practices related to gaining freedom from the third level of suffering is the middling scope practice. So we can see that in order to engage in the practice of cultivating bodhicitta, one must precede that practice by engaging in the practices of the initial scope and the middling scope.
Oh yeah, that is it.
So we'll take a break here.